It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. Two mornings for the Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. Our next guest is an SEN tennis expert. He's a global tennis expert. His name is Mark Woodford, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are things?
Things are going well, and we can hear your work on SEN for the big clash between Novak Djokovic and Andrei Rublev tonight. But last night, Tsitsipas, the big Greek, he got it done easily over Lehechka, and he looks to be, to my untrained eye, he looks to be the number one challenger to Novak Djokovic. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. The big Greek played a big game last night, and I think he is one of those guys that can trouble Novak Djokovic if it ends up playing against each other in the final. But I thought he was quite polished last night. He played against Yuri Lechka, who has been a surprise packet for the tournament, and he's got a bright future ahead of him. But Stefanos was just a level or two above his opponent.
It was a polished performance throughout, except for the scary little incident where the ball was hit in anger and almost took out a young ball kid. What's the protocol there? The human element has to come in if the ball makes contact with the kid. But what happens there if the ball does make some contact?
Yeah, unfortunately, the protocol is the player, if they do hit to any official, and that includes the ball kids, on the full, that it is deemed to be an instant default. But I think in that instance, I remember watching it live at the time, and I was working with Jordan in the booth there, and I did kind of like, you pause, you're concerned. Maybe the chair umpire might have, tried to make an assessment, in regards, if it had hit the ball kid on the full. Look, he was very frustrated, and it doesn't excuse the possible incident that could have occurred, but he hit the backboard first, and it ricocheted past the ball kid. I'm not sure whether it did graze the ball kid, but at the same time, it's one of those that it's just sliding doors moment. The ball kid was moving to try and collect the ball or clear the ball, and that's where it just the timing of it. But I'm glad that it hit the backboard first, and it was maybe a storm in a teacup.
You were very level-headed when you played, but did you ever have something similar? Did you ever give the ball a whack and think, oh, no, please don't hit anyone?
Yeah, I think with tennis players, we probably can look back and there have been moments or two that you reflect and say, wow, was I fortunate or was I an absolute idiot for behaving or acting that way? And I had an incident probably in one of my early years of traveling in Europe, playing at a small tournament in Spain and on the clay courts, absolutely frustrated, the surface, the opponent, learning how to play the game, and I did hit a ball into the surface after losing my serve and, just hit it behind me. But I hit it with anger, with frustration. And after it hit the surface, it actually then landed in the crowd. And I didn't see it hit someone, but the way that the crowd were started to whistle and kind of give me a lot of grief, and I had all the death glare going on, and I was like, uh-oh. And I I did lose the match in the end. I think they applauded that I was under out of the tournament.
In the other quarterfinal yesterday, we saw Khachanov get the job done over Seb Korda, and in the end, 7-6, 6-3, 3-love with a walkover at the end. I mean, we can never put ourselves in the shoes of someone else, and we should never try and judge someone in terms of how injured they are or are not, and Novak Djokovic is a great example of that. But it is disappointing, yeah, isn't it? And it does probably on paper look a little dissatisfactory to see Korda not be able to finish the game when we're only three games away potentially from that game being officially ended.
Yeah, look, he's an athletic, well-built guy, but over the past 12 months, he's had moments with his body that he hasn't. He's gone through these growth spurts, and you know, I think he's had periods where it's been tough to manage some of these niggles and being told to rest. He's played a lot of tennis over the summer. You know, that began with a final showing in Adelaide. And maybe it's just the accumulation, you know, hitting so many balls that really got to affected, you know, Korda's ability to finish the match out. It's a tough decision that you go through. Your mind is racing as it is. You're already having to deal with that. You're behind, and you start to, you know, this little battle mentally on the change of ends with yourself that, you know, has it affected my performance? Is that the reason why I'm behind? And then you start to think of the rest of the season that is about to unfold. And if he can play the level of tennis that he's shown, not just here at the AO, but in the build-up, you know, it's going to be a big year. So it's you know, he's probably just come to that safe conclusion that better for him to stop and start some rehab so that he can be ready for, you know, the next bunch of tournaments coming up in the US.
And what about the performance of the mum versus the heiress, Victoria Azarenka, in fine form, winning that game against Jessica, that match against Jessica Pegula, 6-4, 6-1. Azarenka's in as good a form as we've ever seen, and that's saying something considering, you know, how dominant she's been in the past.
It's been remarkable, and that's what happens when, I think, as a player, if you look at the draw and you sense, you feel that you're in good form, that you're in great shape, and then the draw, you look at it and you make that assessment, you get inspired, you feel like it's going your way. Azarenka's played the last three matches on RLA, which is a great effort, and again, it's just sometimes the fortunate experience of the way that they are doing the order of play. So fantastic result. I mean, she's reliving some of her form from a decade ago, but experience is what is getting her through. Still a couple of matches away from the title, but you know, she's just got such a tremendous fight and so offensive that it was tough for Pegula to defend.
Now, you're on the call tonight of the big one, Rublev against Djokovic, the number four versus number five seed at 7:30 on Rod Laver Arena. What do you expect to happen? Should we think Djokovic might really steamroll through this game, or are we going to see a really hard fought contest?
You know, it's really blows my mind that we're saying the number four seed against the number five.
It does
seed.
Sound
you
strange.
Kind of think, what? Yeah, like Djokovic at number five. And at times when I've been commentating his matches, and I go to refer to him as the number one, five seed for the moment. But look, he played like the number one seed in the previous match against Demon. That sent such a strong signal, reverberated around all of Melbourne, let alone the rest of the guys. And I'm sure Rublev, as he mentioned after his last round, that he was hoping that it wouldn't be really Djokovic. but, you know, it is what it is. I think Rublev probably hits the ball a little stronger, a little firmer than what Alex Demon are, but similar game in general terms. And so that is ominous signs for Djokovic. I think it'll be interesting to see whether he can actually play it again at that same level that he did in the previous round. He's got so much depth and choices, options against Rublev, who's not always comfortable transitioning forward. And I think tonight, you know, that we might see those shots that Djokovic will play to try and draw Rublev into a very uncomfortable position. And I, on the court, I just don't envy Rublev. Look, he's going to have to bring out the bazooka forehand and backhand again.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting contest and one we look forward to watching and listening, and we'll be able to hear you on the call this evening. Mark Woodford, thanks very much for your time and enjoy that big one tonight.
Yeah, cheers. Looking forward to it very much.
There's Mark Woodford, SEN tennis expert, and he'll be on the call tonight for Novak Djokovic against Andre Rublev. It's 9:31. Let's go to the newsroom.